Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Hi, and welcome to the Christmas Time in the City podcast. I'm your host, Chris.
And I'm also your host, Chris. Before we get started, be sure to follow us on social media. We're Christmas Time in the City podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Be sure to check out our website, christmastimeinthecity.com. That's where you'll find our show notes, videos, and our interactive maps featuring filming locations and iconic Christmas attractions throughout the city. And as always, feel free to email any questions or comments to us at christmastimeinthecitypodcast@gmail.com.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy Season 3. This is our third season of the podcast. We made it. Yeah,
we did. It's very exciting. 2021, Here we are.
I was hoping that we could put out a episode last week before the new year, but yeah. I just didn't really feel like it.
We were on vacation, man.
Yeah, you know? It's okay.
We're allowed to take vacation.
We covered most of it.
Vacation meaning we just didn't do the podcast. Yeah. We were hanging out around.
We didn't do anything as far as vacations go, but we just didn't record the podcast, which is fine. We watched all the ball drop stuff and the Times Square things, mm-hmm. and saw some of the train wreck performances. And
yeah, we did.
Very awkward New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it was a little strange. We bounced around a lot to see all the different things that were going on, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone was doing their best. It is what it is.
And then come midnight, we went over to our bedroom window and watched fireworks.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, it's one of the things I usually forget that we can do is go and look and watch all the fireworks right from our window. So mm-hmm. It's kind of fun to be able to do that.
Yeah, we get to celebrate safely in our bedroom. It's lovely.
Yeah, so it's January now, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
What's 2021 going to be about? I don't know.
Who knows? You know, I think it's just a fresh start, a new year. Hopefully things are on the up and up. And, you know, we'll get back to a little bit of what we love doing around the holidays, at least. I think by that time, we'll be ready to get out there and see what we came here for.
Yeah. You know? I'm excited for 2021.
Same.
As much as I probably shouldn't be, I'm excited for 2021.
Well, hope is good, right?
I'm blissfully optimistic.
There you go.
So let's talk about some news.
It's time for the news.
So there are some other things to look forward to in 2021.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So as far as New York City goes, there's some great things that are going to be popping up. One of them is the Yayoi Kusama. I talk about her a lot when we talk about the Thanksgiving Day Parade balloons. She created one of the balloons that has been the last 2 years, I think.
Yeah,
in
2019 we went and saw the balloon. It looked really cool. And mm-hmm. then she did the same balloon in 2020.
Right. But she's going to be at the New York Botanical Garden, a whole exhibit from her. And it sounds pretty amazing. That's definitely one that I would love to check out. We talk about going to the Botanical Garden around the holidays for the train. There's a train exhibit. I think this is a nice way to go, like in the spring. A nice reason to go.
Something to think about. I like the Botanical Garden. I've been there a bunch of times. We've both been there a bunch of times.
Yeah, I think that's good. That'll be fun. And then there's Little Island. We have been observing the construction of that. It's on Pier 55.
Is that what it's called? Little Island?
Yeah, it's called Little Island.
Weird.
So it's a giant new landmass that has piles rising up out of the river like ancient trees. And it's scheduled to open in spring. It looks amazing. You guys have to look at pictures of it. We can post it on our social media just so you can see what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I didn't know it was called Little Island. That's a little weird, but whatever.
Little Island at Pier 55, it's called.
Rolls off the tongue. Little Island at Pier 55.
But yeah, it looks really cool. It's just a new park, basically, but it's on the water. It looks really neat.
They're doing a lot of those. There was an initiative a few years ago to open up a bunch of piers for public use.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the last piers that they had to get free was the one that the NYPD was using as their impound lot.
Right.
But I just saw that they're supposed to be clearing that out within the next few weeks. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope it's something cool.
Yeah.
Another thing on the list is the Open Culture Program. And that kind of goes hand in hand with the open restaurants on the streets, basically, that we've had to do for the past, you know, 8 months or so. But this is going to be permanent. So this is the second summer where you can actually go and eat outside. And the Open Culture Program is so people can also perform. Because right now you can't perform for audiences.
Mm-hmm.
So this is giving them certification and, you know, licensing to be able to perform at restaurants or outside for, you know, small audience kind of thing.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I think it's really neat. It's going to be using open streets and spaces. It's going to have ticketed events as well, which has not been a thing for a long time. And it's still complying to the COVID safety rules as well.
Cool.
So yeah, that's a really cool thing. We went to the American Museum of Natural History recently, you know, a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the Hall of Gems was closed?
I do remember the Hall of Gems was closed. The Hall of Gems is one of my weirdly one of my favorite parts because it seems like it hasn't been updated since the 70s. There's carpet that goes along the floor and then onto the walls. It's basically all carpeted and there's weird levels and then there's just strange gems on display. It seems very much like a supervillain's lair.
I love it. I've always loved it too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's opening back up.
Great.
So it's very exciting and it's redesigned. So it's going to look a little bit different. Might not have that same feel. But I think when we kind of peeked around and looked in when we went, it doesn't seem like they were completely redoing it. Maybe just kind of
it still had the vibe. So yeah. As long as they don't take that away, it'll be fun. I like that. I like that museum a lot.
Yeah, me too.
I think we'll have to try to cover that in a little bit more detail.
When the Hall of Gems opens up, we'll go back.
Okay.
Fun. Also, Broadway theaters and club reopenings.
Oh, I can't wait till the clubs reopen.
Ooh, the club. You could totally see us in the club, right?
Yeah.
Well, definitely Broadway and theaters are a little bit more of our alley. I don't know. Maybe up my alley. You probably don't care as much about any of them, except for just keeping New York alive. But they're supposed to be reopening. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. They had said last year that Broadway will be closed at least until June 2021.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that they're going to be opening anything crazy until maybe the end of the year. But still, that is still 2021. Again, looking forward to the end of the year around the holidays. They're going to have a preview starting in December for The Music Man with Hugh Jackman. So there's going to be previews in December of that, which I thought was kind of cool. And then it opens 2022.
He's doing that on Broadway?
Mm-hmm. On Broadway. So that's pretty great. And then Michael Jackson has a musical MJ that says it's going to be having previews in around September. So
Michael Jackson has a musical?
The Michael Jackson musical. Mm-hmm. MJ. Yep. I don't know anything about it, but the fact that things are opening up later this year on Broadway is a very good sign. Another thing on the list that I thought was really funny is the LaGuardia Airport. The final opening of LaGuardia Airport, of all the construction they've been doing for many years, it is no longer going to be the place that we don't even mention. When people ask, like, oh, what airport you should go to? We would never mention LaGuardia, and now I think it's probably an option. It looks really nice.
Interesting.
They did a really good job of redoing it, and I mean, it's $8 billion put into this terminal.
Yeah.
So it's pretty serious money. But from what I see, it looks great. It looks beautiful. There are going to be shops and restaurants and everything in there once that works out. So once it's safe to fly again, you got another option.
Maybe. I don't know. It depends on the parking over there, I guess.
That's true. Good point. Something that's already happened, which we haven't gotten a chance to go check out, and we certainly will, is the opening of the Moynihan Train Hall.
Yeah, across from
Penn Station.
Penn Station and Madison Square Garden.
Absolutely.
In the old post office.
The old post office. That building that is, I mean, it's iconic to that area. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same architect that did Penn Station as well. Both of those buildings are from the same architect.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always thought of big things happening from there. The track still ran under that building. This has been a project that's been going on for, I mean, decades now. You know, at least, like, I think 22 years, I believe it's been going on. So, kudos to them for finishing it. They got it open January 1st. It looks beautiful. We're definitely going to go and check it out. That's a good reason to follow us on YouTube because that's a video that's definitely going to have to go up there.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of walking tour videos lately. So check that out on YouTube, our YouTube channel, Christmas Time in the City podcast on YouTube. Just look, you know how to use YouTube.
You know where we are.
Yeah, there's a search thing. Just search for us.
So that's a cool thing that's already happened this year. You know, we're not even far in the year and something amazing is already
there's a new
up.
Way to get in. That's an Amtrak station, I believe. So
Amtrak. Mm-hmm. And cool. Long Island Railroad, if you happen to be
coming from that way.
On
okay,
Long
sure.
Island.
Or in Long Island.
In another transportation news, the MTA announced the Omni readers are now available in every bus and subway station in New York City.
That's huge.
That's huge. That's crazy.
Huge. Before, you would have to use your Metro card, which is a little flimsy plastic card. And then before that, they had tokens.
Yep.
And so I guess now, when are they going to totally get rid of the Metro cards?
So they're going to keep the Metro cards up until 2023. And then it's only that. And then cash transactions can still happen, too.
So you can get, like, one-off
Yeah, like tickets. One-way kind of back and forth. Yeah. Okay.
It is make it easier, though, if you're visiting just to get the app on your phone.
Yeah. It just reloads right from your card. It always happens with my family where they have a Metro card with, like, $5 left on it or, like, $2.50. What are you gonna do with that when you're leaving? They always give me all these cards, yeah. And then I have like four Metro cards that aren't.
So you're going down and like consolidating like 35 cents on one card and this on the other card.
Yeah, I think this is gonna be really helpful for things like that.
That's fun, and it's less time worrying about like waiting in line for the machines to refill your card.
Yeah, and then 2022, so next year, Metro North and Long Island Railroad are also expected to receive Omni.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be all over on New York City. So I think that's really neat.
Yeah.
Look into the future.
When I was working, the station by my job, they had the Omni reader, but we don't have one, or we didn't at the time, mm-hmm. at our local station. So now that they'll be at both of them, I can totally get rid of my Metro card, I guess.
Yeah.
I wonder how much money is on it. I have no idea.
I thought about that the other day. I almost went down there and was like, I wonder if I can put that on the Omni, like, reader. I don't know how that works if it goes right on your card, but I was like, I'm pretty sure I have almost $20 still on there.
I have no idea.
Bummer.
I'll bet I got a.
It could be expired by now too.
I think they expire after a couple years.
Well,
I wonder.
Buy Metro cards.
I'm certainly not going to go down there and use it.
Probably not.
Not yet.
Not ready. But that's my news. That's what I got for you.
News is great. Thank you so much for the news. Mm-hmm. So let's keep the ball moving right into listener mail.
You've got listener mail.
Monty from Rhode Island writes, I've always wanted to visit New York City. I know this may sound silly, but what do they do with the ice skating rink at Rockefeller Center in the warmer months? They don't do year-round skating, do they? Thanks. Love the podcast.
That's an interesting thing I hadn't really thought about too much. I guess people, if they don't come around the warmer months, you don't really know what's going on. They have restaurants down there that they'll take up, dining area down there. I'm not sure how. I mean, I'm assuming they'll probably do that this summer as well because it's outdoor, so they want to probably keep that up. But they take down the ice skating rink in like March or something, usually later than you think, where it's like probably like 65, 70 degrees out, and you're like, I can't believe they still have the ice skating rink out.
Yeah.
So they keep it up for a while, but then they get rid of it. And the rest of the year, it's just event spaces or things you can rent it out, I guess, if you know somebody at Rockefeller Center or they have the restaurant down there. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a nice open space.
Yeah. So thank you for the question, Monty. That's very nice of you.
Yeah. Thanks for sending that in.
And again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach us on social media, or you can email us at christmastimeinthecitypodcast@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to answer any and most of your questions.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get right into a review. The Real Kid Ugly writes, really enjoyable. Having only been to New York City a couple times, this pod makes me want to go again, especially at Christmas time. They are very knowledgeable and entertaining.
All right.
Which one do you think is knowledgeable and which one do you think is entertaining?
I'm entertaining.
And I'm now... Man, I want to take the compliment, but at the same time, that's tough.
Can we both just be a little bit of both?
I guess he didn't say specifically who's what.
Yeah. We can be half of each. Come on.
Yeah.
Knowledgeable about some things.
But we do want to thank him, The Real Kid Ugly, for writing that review.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you got some stickers.
He got some stickers in the mail already. Great. So thank you for that. The reviews are great. It helps people find us, especially in the off months. People that may be interested in traveling to the city, this might be information that they might be interested in having. So rating and reviewing and sharing the podcast is great. It helps people find us, and we appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to do it for this episode. I think you'll most likely hear us again this month, and if not in February, with a very special new format for some of our episodes. So
yeah, we're really excited about the new ones coming out. So
yeah, we have some fun stuff. They'll be longer than 15 minutes, so that's nice as well. Or maybe it's not. Maybe the 15 minutes is your cap for us. I don't know. But we've got some fun stuff, so definitely take a listen to the next episode because I think you'll enjoy it. I think we're going to have a good time recording. We have not done it yet, but we're getting ready to record it with a friend of ours that you may know from a Christmas podcast.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm excited about it.
Yep. So that being said, this podcast is recorded in our apartment in the Big Apple, New York City. If you like it, do us a favor and take a minute to rate it and write a review. Like I said before, contact us and let us know you did, and we'll send you a bunch of stickers.
So subscribe now and follow us on social media so we can keep the conversation going and keep you posted about new episodes.
Until next time, I'm Chris.
And I'm Chris. And this is Christmas Time in the City.
This is the last stop on this train. Everyone, please leave the train. Thank you for riding with
the Christmas Time in the City podcast.